It's Wednesday, March 19, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Competition Commission has found that Nampower, Telkom and MTC abused their market dominance through a 2012 tripartite agreement for leasing Nampower's dark optic fiber. According to NACC spokesperson Dina Govases, the agreement violated multiple sections of the Competition Act, raising concerns about anti-competitive practices in the telecommunications sector and their impact on fair market competition.
At this point, the Commission has not yet made its final decision and wishes to invoke the process contemplated by Section 36 of the Competition Act and afford the affected undertakings or parties an opportunity to make written submissions to the Commission. This investigation that has been concluded now stems from the information the Commission received in April 2022, in which allegations were made that an exclusive tripartite agreement existed between the three respondents.
Envalde Mateus from One Africa TV's News on One reports that the outgoing members of Parliament have commended the 7th National Parliament for delivering quality legislation that they believe meets the needs for all. The 7th Parliament wraps up its term this week, while the 8th Parliament is scheduled to be sworn in tomorrow.
The outgoing parliamentarians say they remained committed to passing laws that serve the interest of Namibian people despite challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the passing on of former President Hage Geingob and the founding President Sam Nujoma.
The last one was the one of the Procurement Act. The Procurement Act, the National Student Financial Fund Act Amendment Bill, those are issues that will definitely save especially the young people.
The latest news bulletin is now on OneAfrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You can watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284 or stream it for free live on OneAfrica.tv. NAMCOR has clarified that the recent resignation of 5 employees are unrelated to any investigations or malpractice. And according to Utara Hoveka, the company's public relations and communications specialist, the employees left for personal career reasons with varying notice periods.
Their resignations were not a direct result of any investigation, malpractice or business transaction, nor were they forced to leave the company. Made a personal and professional decision to explore new opportunities after serving NAMCOR selflessly and diligently for several years. We respect their decision and appreciate their valuable contributions to the company and the petroleum industry as a whole.
To South Africa, where the DA says Gauteng's budget is under pressure due to e-toll debt and overdue invoices. The DA's Rahun Robinson slammed MEC Lebogang Maile for excluding the party from budget consultations.
The maintenance budget on infrastructure was reduced by R1 billion in this financial year alone. The province will pay 5.5 billion rand towards the e-toll debts, which is a national debt and should not be paid by the Gauteng province. This budget will do nothing to improve the living conditions of residents in Gauteng.
In international news, in a phone call with Donald Trump, Russia's Vladimir Putin has agreed to halt strikes on Ukrainian energy sites for 30 days. However, the Russian leader did not commit to a full ceasefire, something Ukraine has already agreed to. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
The Kremlin reporting after the phone call that Moscow is calling for a complete end to military aid to Ukraine, not just from the US, but from all Western allies, and the end to intelligence sharing. It's unclear if Donald Trump agreed to that. It would undoubtedly, though, be a red line for Ukraine. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.